Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that tries to get to the bottom, or the smelly bottom, of your issues.
It's a podcast, and we believe that no one's born with a smelly bottom. It's the things that happen to us along the way.
So join us as we interview different guests each week, trying to work out what their problem is, and then solving it.
And you might learn something at home. And welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
To which degree does your butt stink?
If you were here with us, you would smell him. Absolutely reeks of
Have you
stuff.
Heard of crystal
I didn't.
Healing.
I thought that you said you'd not met your father, and now you're
well,
pushing
should we give
us cliff.
Some advice on how to be more confident?
Absolutely. If you haven't got a vagina, just find someone that does, and then speak to that vagina instead.
Hello and welcome to today's show. Claire Cares is starting today because we've all just read a piece on feminism. What does it mean and is it worth it?
It's not worth it. And that's from Dr. Benjamin Jones.
He would say that. He benefits from the patriarchy.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. And joining us today, we have...
My name is Dr. Philip Drygate.
Philip Drygate we've got here today.
A doctor, another
Mr. Philip Drygate.
Another doctor in the house.
I'm a doctor, yeah.
What are you a doctor of?
It's interesting you ask that, actually.
Mm. Yes. Here we go.
You haven't got this far before, or?
Doctor make-believe.
Well, no, it's quite specific, as I'm sure as you all know.
A lot of the doctorates are. You have to really drill down.
Specifically yes. Bullshit.
No, I look at things like, to speak in layman terms, obviously, I don't want to... don't want to confuse the listener. Things like gallbladders and kidney stones, things like that.
Wow, so a real doctor.
Yes.
Here on the show.
Yes. You're technically a real doctor, but amongst doctors, if you're
Where
sort of
you
a bladder doctor, it's not particularly. Well,
where
did
you study?
I don't think.
I did.
His mother's bedroom.
3 years at UCL.
Yes.
And then I did. I actually did part of a PhD at Oxford was eight years spent at St. George's Hospital in Tooting.
Lovely, a real variety there.
It took you that long.
I know some people that took 10, but yes. 8 years. I got the PhD when I turned 29 years old.
Wow. Okay. Only took me 2 years, Wolverhampton. So why does your bottom smell so badly, Mr. Philip.
Do you know what? It only took me 6 weeks of angel Reiki. They say 3 to 4 weeks. It only took me six. And now I can communicate with the angels whenever I fancy. And it really is that quick for some people.
Your course took you 6 weeks?
Mm.
And 2 years at Wolverhampton?
Wolverhampton.
Yeah. Who is the professor there?
It was Professor Plum in the library with the candlestick. Dr. Benjamin Jones.
The doctor will see you now.
So, you are a doctor of the bladder, but not a doctor of the arsehole. That's why you've come to me today.
No, I've never been round there.
No?
Never?
No.
Spend a bit of time, though. It's very nice this time of year.
Well, I only can... I obviously can't see my own. I've only seen it in, like, cartoons.
Oh, yeah. What cartoons are featuring the...
Yeah. has your arsehole been cartooned?
Yeah, no, well, I drew a cartoon of my arsehole.
Without looking, just a sort of impression of the feel and
well, I
scale.
I sat on a piece of
A4
paper.
Like a tree rubbing.
Yes.
Lovely.
And then imprinted
Did you put a bit of inky on it first and then just
Yes.
So what colour ink did you go for?
Purple.
Lovely.
And I actually blew it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I've got it framed in the hallway.
That lovely.
Is something else.
But that's because I couldn't, I'm sure, I mean, if you're lucky enough to have seen yours, that's great. But I think it's...
If you get the bathroom mirror and a hand mirror and you position yourself sort of squatting over... If you squat over a hand mirror, you might need a larger one. You're a large guy.
Just squat over it.
Just squat over it and position another mirror and you can really see all the folds and pretty wrinkles.
But the thing is, I can't see my penis for various reasons.
Really? I can't see my daughter for similar reasons.
Mine is because my gut hangs over it and it's too small. Watch it.
Yeah, that's different.
That is different.
So you're a big guy. You're not really a big guy, are you? You've got sort of a skinny head.
I've got a skinny head,
and a romantic curves. Oh, romantic curves. 24 stone of romantic curves.
Carat gold ring.
Ah.
Okay, that's a twist.
I come in at about 85 kg.
That's very normal, actually. Mm. That's very normal.
I thought you were going to say I don't know.
No, like, I think you look lovely.
Thank you.
But I think absolutely lovely.
So what is it? Is it just a sort of a skin that's just covering the penis?
It's more
What's a penis like?
It's a great question.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
To walk around with or to
That's a bigger question. What's it like to have one? But what's your specific penis like?
Let's tread carefully here, Claire.
Okay. Girth, weight, size.
That doesn't seem careful.
Is it velvety? Is it velvety?
Is it
velvety?
Is it velvety?
Okay.
The best way I could describe it maybe is
foreign.
Pardon me. Foreign.
It's foreign to you because you can't see it.
Ah, foreign.
Yes, like it's unusual to you.
It is unusual to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's got a mind of its own.
Oh, okay.
I've heard
it.
It actually does.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, those at Easter, you get those cornflake clusters with mini eggs in the middle.
It looks like one of those.
Bird's eye view, it looks like that.
We're painting a picture.
Flesh-coloured mini egg.
Bird's eye view.
And like grey cornflakes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm building a picture. And what does it look like not from a bird's eye view? Straight on, eye to eye. If I was eye to eye with it.
Eye to eye.
Come on, eye to eye.
Eye to eye.
If I was tip to eye. If I was mouth to tip.
If you were on nodding terms, he ran a shop.
Yeah.
And it was on your road.
I'm going in
and
for a packet of Chewits.
No, you're walking past the shop.
Oh, okay.
So you're in a rush, but you nod at each other.
I want the Chewits. He knows it. I've got time to go in.
He knows he wants the Chewits. He knows you want Chewits.
Well, I'm adding a layer. Mm-hmm.
Right. It probably looks like... the best way I would describe it is stretch out a number 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
And then put at one end a 1
mm-hmm.
on its side.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And.
So 18.
18.
It looks like an 18.
It's rated 18.
It's rated 18. Okay, that's good. Right. Well, that's
16.
Lovely.
The Lord does say 16.
16, but for you, 18.
Oh, 18. Only 18s.
Only 18s. Not above?
I'll stick with what I said. Only 18s.
Jingly, jingly, listen.
And how old are you, Mr. Philip?
I'm 36.
Only 18s.
36. And so did you used to be a bigger boy?
Yes, yes. At school, I had a problem with chocolates, mm-hmm. cream, and yogurt pots. Yogurt pots.
And now they've brought out a flake yogurt, so you must be in absolute heaven and hell at the same time.
I'm in absolute heaven and hell. Mm.
Well, I can tell you're sitting next to a partner in crime.
Aww.
Are you a larger child?
No, but I do like yogurts.
No, he was a little. He was a little fat, so.
Have you ever been overweight?
I've always been live. I've always been live.
Live.
I think
the energy. The energy that you.
I lead a very active life. Yeah. I have one piece of chocolate and I stop myself there. I just want to get a taste and then I put the rest away. I have half a glass of wine.
And then you put it away.
Then I put it away. I've got other vices. Well, horses.
Well, that's Claire cured. But Mr. Philip, when did you first notice that you had a smell?
It was probably when I was at university, I remember at the time. Mm-hmm. And I got the 25 into town.
The 25?
And I got the 25 into town.
Oh, bus, yeah. And, I was thinking about the 18 penis, and I wondered what the 25 was, if that was...
No, that was the bus.
Yeah, it was the bus, yeah.
How old did you say you was again?
Pardon me?
How old did you say you was again?
Me? I'm 36.
Thank you.
36? Mm. On a 25 bus. With an 18 penis. And basically, no one sat next to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, there wasn't any space to sit next to me. As I said, I was a large undergraduate.
Mm-hmm.
But... I realised there was a problem when...
Yoghurt chops.
Yes, old yoghurt chops slipped up the stairs. And no one... Well, I just remember very clearly thinking, right, people have actually moved away here from sitting near me.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what the problem is.
Do you think it was your looks or your personality or the yoghurty smell or a combination of all three?
It was... I think it was the smell, and then it was my personality because I'd be laughing a lot at the smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then obviously I looked at the time. I had my hair was parted into curtains.
Mm. Yes,
and well, that was at the back of the head. At the front, I just had a normal comb over.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So that
was I can't think of any reason why you weren't really popular.
Well, I ran a magazine at university.
Here we go.
Called...
Was you a grass?
Yeah, it was basically, depending on how busy the month was, I mean, it was just a bit of paper, but most of the times it was three sides of A5, and it was just, it was called...
It's hard to talk about.
Yeah. And it was just me grassing up everyone.
Right.
All the lecturers, who was sleeping with who.
But right. What was it called?
It was called, bizarrely, it was called AstroTurf.
Yeah. Okay, so a bit of mismarketing there as well.
Yeah.
Or were you going undercover?
Well, I was going undercover. Mm. Yeah, I didn't think anyone would know. Yeah. It was me.
So you get the football fans in, and then you're grassing people up.
I just grassed everyone up.
Yeah.
Who was sleeping with who.
Yeah.
I didn't have camera phone at the time, so I drew pictures of everyone who I thought was... being naughty boys and girls.
So it's just based on assumptions really as well.
Yeah, I hadn't met a lot of the people I was talking about. Actually, yeah. I was just kind of reading about them. A
lot of legal implications.
Yeah, a lot of... Just like if I don't like someone's vibe in the bar. Mm.
Fat little grass.
Yeah.
Now he's got a smelly ass.
Mm.
Yeah, I was. And that's kind of what I think people... You know, I think I had a...
He got what was coming to him.
A bounty on my head, certainly.
Bounty yoghurt.
Mm. I had a bounty on my head.
Mm.
People knew me as that, and I've been running away from that ever since, I think.
You got something on your head now. Let me just get it off. It's a second opportunity.
It's lovely.
You want to take that?
Yeah. I didn't know I was carrying. That's the irony, I guess. You never know what you carry around inside you or on the top of your head.
Mm.
My,
you can't see your penis. You can't see the top of your head. You know, what are you going around? What else aren't you seeing?
What else can I see? I can't see my lower back.
You can't see, You can't see your butthole. We know that.
I have never seen that.
Can you see colours? Are you colourblind?
I am.
Well, count your blessings then. Yeah?
Yeah, sometimes.
See colours, can't you? Can you see this coffee in front of you?
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
I can see things, I can see colour.
You're sounding very ungracious. So a little bit of a gratitude diary. That's my step one, a gratitude diary.
What is that?
You write down all the things you're thankful for. Thankfully, I can see my tootsies.
What have you written today?
I haven't filled mine out yet.
Oh, it's not the end of the day. Sorry.
I do it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I dare say I'll say thank you for the opportunity to heal people.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Why is your bottom so dirty? Who is it that hurt you?
Who's your best friend?
Ah, well, she needs no introduction.
Well, can you do it anyway?
Sarah.
Sarah.
She's not here now, is she?
She's in the car outside, yeah.
Oh, great. So you
oh, really?
Right, yeah. Okay.
She's not driving the car. She's with my dad.
Sarah and your dad in the car. Very supportive.
Yeah, he drives me to everything I need to do.
And he's retired or?
No, he's self-employed.
Did your father used to follow you around before your arsehole started to smell?
There was an incident when.
Carry on.
He really wanted me to stop taking public transport.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know what, I'll drive you around.
Okay.
And I said, I'm not getting in that filthy car with you.
Oh,
and he went,
okay.
Well, do you want to bring a friend? And I went, well...
Sarah's not up to
Sarah. Can Sarah come?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he went, well, you know, she wants.
Right.
So
she did want.
So I called her up. I went, look, this might sound weird, but can you just come with me? I don't want to get in that filthy car with him.
Mm-hmm.
But she follows me around and, you know, it's good.
She said yes straight away? Or did you offer us some yogurts?
She said yes straight away.
Sarah's keen. She's keen to get in the car.
Yeah, she's unemployed at the moment.
Right, so Sarah needs a thing.
She needs something to do.
Yeah.
And I think she can claim salmon.
So your father's self-employed, Sarah's unemployed.
Mm.
Why can't your father give Sarah a job?
That's a good question.
Why can't my dad give Sarah a job?
Yes.
What does your dad do, first of all?
He runs a framing company.
Oh. Right, okay. Sorry, that was the angels coming through with a message.
All right, what was the message?
I need a glass of water. It's funny because you were framing people in your magazine.
Oh,
and
love
your
that
dad car. Is running a framing business.
Get yourself some water, babe.
So... You know, something's going on here. Now, you want to impress your father.
Yeah.
You've brought Sarah along for moral support because your father doesn't believe in... Sorry about the motorbike. That's probably Brian. He revs outside to impress me, riding up and down on a Honda. Please, Brian, get yourself a new hobby. Claire cares. He's not interested. Anyway, your father didn't want you to be a doctor, did he? He wanted you to go into the framing business. When you were a doctor, you brought shame on the family. Now he's driving you around. Yeah?
Yes.
And he's driving you crazy.
He's driving me crazy.
He's driving you crazy. He wants you not to be a doctor. Sarah's in the back, unemployed. Yeah?
Yeah,
well, I'm just...
But he's very particular, and she wouldn't be good at the job.
No, because, no. Well, does she like framing people? Is it people that your father frames, or is it landscape?
Who framed Roger Rabbit? Just throwing that out there.
My father. Well, I don't actually want to talk about my father.
Well,
that's why I asked who framed.
No, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk about my father.
That's why I asked who framed Roger
Rabbit. I don't want to talk about my father.
Okay. Well,
in the email, you didn't say want to talk about your dad and your Sarah.
Okay, well,
so I came here to talk about me.
Well, who framed Roger Rabbit? Okay.
I presume that's a film.
Yeah, and who framed him? Dr. Benjamin Jones. I'm using a technique.
I know.
Okay.
Who framed... I haven't seen the film.
You haven't seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I've seen Bob Hoskins?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I've seen that film.
Okay, great. Okay. Feel better?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get so...
That's okay. Let's...
It's just you kind of, you know, it's quite inquisitive then.
Mr. Philip, it's not a problem. Let's move away slightly from that issue. Let's move into a different
Philip
direction.
Philip is backwards. Philip.
Did you know that? That was a bit of fun for you.
I didn't actually know that. I quite like that.
That Philip, wasn't. Philip. Yeah.
Thank you. I quite like that, actually.
Thank
that's
you.
Do you know what Mr. is backwards?
Rim.
Rim?
Rim.
Rim.
And we're back to Dirty Bottoms. Very clever.
Very clever indeed.
Is this a jingle?
So let's talk about your professional life. So you claim to be a doctor, but what do you do for money?
I am a doctor. And
But what do you do for money?
Well, it depends on what day you're talking about.
Okay, so Monday to Friday, what do you do for money?
Well, on Wednesday, I go round to number 42 and I make sure she is okay.
Oh, so you're a nurse?
She wouldn't call me that. I wouldn't call myself that. But if anyone knocks on the door, yes, that's what I am.
A nurse.
A nurse.
There we go.
Nurse Philip.
So... Here we are with Nurse Philip.
Well, that's on a Wednesday. On a Tuesday, I work at a gardening centre.
Okay.
Monday is my day of rest. Thursday and Friday, I'm at the moment looking for work.
Hanging out with Sarah playing computer games.
So, studied for 8 years to be a nurse one day of the week. For someone that's mental.
She's not mental.
I don't think we can say that anymore.
Oh, no, I mean, her name's mental. Have you not met her? Mental Jones.
No, I don't think, actually, I don't, I think we're in hot water. We're in hot water if you carry on like that. Okay, what's her problem?
She's mad.
Oh, okay, carry on. Yeah, carry on. No, I missed that. I did miss that, yeah. Okay.
So you're working one day a week and a bit of money at the garden centre.
Sarah's
out there.
For a batshit crazy woman.
She's not working at all.
Mm.
Your dad refuses...
He
won't hire Sarah.
What have I said? I don't want to talk about my...
I know.
Well, you keep bringing it back to him.
Okay, I'm not bringing it back to your dad. I just want to sort of just mention him every now and then, just see if we can paint a bit of colour
on it. Got a bit of a fun idea. Okay, this might merge the worlds. You work with bladders all you want to. That's very much the holy grail.
Gallstones.
Kidneys, etc.
Things like that.
Now, why don't you see what you can get hold of, bladder-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Frame it. Taxidermy is very popular, and go into business together. Body parts framed.
Body part taxidermy.
Yeah.
I think that's illegal.
I knew there was a reason I wasn't doing it.
I think that's illegal.
Move to China.
I did in 2003.
Wow. Okay. And tell us about that.
Have you ever been?
Couldn't get the yogurts.
They do. They don't actually eat a lot of dairy products. Actually.
No. But they do. They are moving more into that world.
They are. Yes. They certainly are. Yeah. Mm. No. I spent about 6 months there practicing in.
Benagul. That's not in China.
Which was a lovely Indian restaurant in Shanghai.
Who, of course, famously have moved their restaurant to China.
Yes. I was a chef for a small, but it didn't work out.
No.
Wow. Is there anything you can do?
Now, I want to... I want to walk carefully now into...
Can we just hold a minute.
I want to walk carefully now into a blizzard. Now, I want to walk into a shop, okay? And you've walked inside the shop.
Am I walking into a shop?
Yeah, you've walked into a shop, hypothetically.
Yeah.
And it's a shop that sells frames. I'm not suggesting it's any one specific shop, but it's a frame shop.
Right. Looks very familiar. But...
Okay. And there's lots of frames everywhere, and there's sort of some frames you're not really looking at and some pictures inside. Now, right in the middle, there's a big picture. It's got a fantastic frame.
Yeah, I can see it.
But it's a heavy frame.
Yeah, that's not going anywhere.
Now, what do you see in the photo?
I see me. see me.
Wow.
And are you alone?
No.
Who are you with, darling?
Pardon?
Who are you with, baby?
Well, there's someone else.
Who is it, gorgeous? Sweet.
There's someone else in the shop.
Who is it, Baba?
Someone else in the shop or in the picture?
In the frame.
In the picture frame.
Okay.
And who?
You don't know who it is.
The owner of the shop.
Yeah. Is the owner of the shop is in the picture?
My father. It's my father. You know it's my father.
I don't want to talk about your father, please.
Oh, reverse.
We're shaking hands.
Oh, formal.
Why are you shaking hands?
We made up in the framing shop.
I'm starting to guess, my dear.
Are you fishing as well?
There's a fishing rod over our heads.
What a picture.
I thought there might be.
Okay. There's a fishing rod over our heads.
Are you fishing for answers?
We're being fished for. Oh. By my mother.
Ah. Oh. Mummy wants you
my
back
mum's
for
mum's on the bank and we're in the water.
I had no idea that you had a mother.
Thank you.
My mother's on the water bank.
And is she...
And there's she's surrounded by Ratty and Mole.
Oh.
Ratty and Malt?
Ratty and Malt.
What's Ratty and Malt?
Like,
you're asking what questions you're answering.
It's a rat.
There's a rat.
Is Sarah the rat? Is Sarah the bait, or is
Sarah?
A bottle
of malt vinegar, and then she's in the middle of them. She's swigging the malt vinegar.
She's swinging it around.
No, she's swigging it.
Swigging it.
Mummy,
she's got. On the other hand, she's got a fishing rod, and she's fishing for me and Dad at the bottom of the sea.
Mm.
Now, Mr. Philip, go on.
Sorry, is she using an ethical fishing rod where she can throw you back in?
No, there's a horrible little spike that will kill us both.
Oh dear.
I'm gonna take a leap here, Mr. Philip. Is your mother fishing for you and your father, or is she actually trying to feed you? What are your mouths doing in the photo?
We want food.
Hungry little fishies, aren't you? You're hungry for love.
But do you like the taste of rats?
Or milk vinegar?
Well, I think we want to go home. I think we want to go home to the riverbank.
But Mother won't let you.
She won't let me.
She wants you to stay and eat, doesn't she?
She won't let me go home.
Why isn't your father stopping this?
He doesn't want me to go home either. He wants me to stay with him, bottom of the sea.
It's a real case of The Little Mermaid.
Wow.
It's exactly the same storyline from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, it is.
Have you seen The Little Mermaid recently?
Yeah.
Last night?
What's today?
Ah, oh, okay. And now, I've got a theory.
Okay.
Here we go. Now, I think you couldn't see physically. You refused to get any eyeglasses. I pieced this together like, because I know you can't see.
I don't want to talk about my father!
You have.
Okay.
Listen, you needed to see. You couldn't see. You refused to get any frames because it reminded you of your father. You failed all your exams.
But I framed my arsehole! Why did I frame my arsehole?
That is a big question.
That's a big question.
Sometimes things just happen and it's just a funny night out.
Yeah.
It wasn't a funny night out. You're talking absolute bullshit.
Sounds like
I went in the morning, and they went, it'll take 2 days, and then I went back. I knew what I was doing, pal.
Oh.
I knew what I was doing, pal.
Okay, right. Okay.
So my theory is, you didn't wear glasses, you failed your exams because you can't see, because you're blind as a bat, despite your father, because you didn't want to be reminded of frames. He knows on some level it's his fault. He knew you're never going to make it as a doctor. You're too thick and you can't see.
It sounds right. I mean, it sounds plausible.
I'm not sure if it's helpful calling Mr. Richard Thick, Claire.
Dr. Philip.
Dr. Well. Thicky. You know what Philip is backwards? Thicky. He'll buy it. Jingly, jingly, listen.
Well, you know, you two should be struck from the practice. You really should be put on a list.
I'm on a list.
Because I think what you do on this
I'm on
whatever
a list.
You call it is absolutely disgusting.
Reiki angel list in the Broughton area. There's only three of us.
Yes, and don't put us both in the same bracket, okay? I'm not the one calling you stupid, Mr. Philip.
I'm sorry. I was trying to
you
get
keep
somewhere.
Keep calling me Mr.
No, I don't.
And you know I'm a doctor, and I wouldn't ever... You two play games.
Ah.
Monopoly?
Scrabble.
We've already played Cluedo.
Buckaroo.
I want to take you back...
Again.
...to the woman that you go see every Wednesday, and you turn up, and you say, I'm Dr. Philip. That's what you say. Say, I'm Dr. Philip here.
Yeah, I say through the letterbox, I'm Dr. Philip. She slides the key through the letterbox, and then I let myself in.
Okay.
And she's the batshit crazy one. And
she's not well, yes.
She does, and she believes you.
Now,
the
woman that we're talking about here, are we talking about your mother?
Oh.
Are you pretending to your mother, like you're pretending to us right now, that you are a doctor?
If she believes I'm a doctor and the happiness that it gives her, then so be it. So be it.
That's a very good point, actually. I'm back on his side. He's giving pleasure to an old lady who doesn't know any better. Who's, you know...
It's not just an old lady, it's his mum.
Yeah, sure, but she's old.
Now, was she feeling ill before you started going around then pretending you were a doctor?
What are you accusing me of?
I'm just suggesting that maybe you pretended you was a doctor.
I'm suggesting that a lot of these podcasts have gone quite dark and we should keep...
I'm suggesting you pretended you were a doctor and you turned up and your mother said, go on then.
Go on then! Go on then, Philip! Prove that you're a doctor! Dr. Philip! No, you're just Mr. Philip! That's what you are!
And then you got so angry and you went, I'll prove to you I am a doctor. And you gave her some medicine.
Took her bladder out, didn't you?
And you took her bladder out. And that's what made her ill.
Well, you need a bladder.
And jeez, that's what made your arsehole smell.
All I ask is that you let me go back to the car, see Dad, Sarah, and we just...
Say goodbye.
I just ask that you don't tell anyone this, or...
Seems what? Reasonable enough. Do you like Betty Crocker?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Betty Crocker.
Well, we've got a tub of Betty Crocker to give away. And we could just give it to you, if you like,
is that
coming on.
Ice cream?
It's fondant icing.
It's vegan ice cream.
Well, it's not ice cream. It's just the stuff that you put atop of the cake.
It's ice cream that doesn't taste nice.
doesn't taste of ice cream.
I'd really like that.
I think you deserve some.
Some Betty Crocker for the boy.
Now, let's just... Here comes the spoon. Here comes the Betty Crocker. It's coming into your mouth now. And there we go. There's Betty Crocker.
It's cold.
Yes.
It's got it cold.
Now.
Made my teeth all numb.
It will do that. How does it make you feel knowing that I am not a real ice cream parlour man?
Thank you.
And that what I've given you there is not from an expert.
Well, it was made by an expert. It was made by Betty Crocker.
She died 50 years ago, so I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, she left the recipe in her will.
Did she?
Oh, you're making a lot of assumptions on a level of trust.
Well, that's what you've just given me, wasn't it? A spoonful of Betty Crocker?
A spoonful of the truth.
How are you feeling now, Mr. Philip?
I feel a bit tired. I feel a bit weird.
Bit sleepy boy, is it?
The ice cream seems to...
He's out like a yoghurt. He's going out like a yoghurt.
I just want you to bend down.
It just seems to...
Just bend down. I'm just going to touch you. It's going to get inside your bottom. And we're just going to clear that up for you.
And I'm taking pictures for the blog, so if you do want to have a look at what's going on, you can check the tweets and memes for videos and pics.
And how do you feel now, Mr. Philip?
Wow.
Does that feel good?
Wow.
He can't believe it.
Yeah.
Wow, I feel... God, I feel $1 million.
Yes.
Yes, gutted from the inside out like a fish.
I want you to tell me...
Yes.
I want you to tell me your name.
My name is Mr. Philip Dry gate!
And there we go! And there's only one doctor on this show, and it's Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Unless you're looking for a doctor of light, and then it's Claire Kurz.
Another successful asshole, completely cleared up.
And it's goodbye from Claire Kurz.
And it's goodbye from Dr. Benjamin Jones.
And it's goodbye from...
Mr. Philip Drygate.
So thank you everyone for listening. That's the 1,000th episode all wrapped up. So we're going to take a break from season one. We'll be back soon with season two with 1,000 more episodes.
And we're off to the Seychelles.
You say shells, I say, Sally, get your head out of my bin.
See you on the other side.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.